Are corporate taxes about to be overhauled?
Don't miss the numbers, the news, and Kai's final note. Subscribe to the Marketplace Podcast. Find it on iTunes or online at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson. There are now less than 3 weeks left until the fiscal cliff deadline, when taxes would rise for all Americans and drastic spending cuts would go into effect. The conversations between President Obama and House Speaker John Boehner continue, but still no deal. One option now being talked about as part of a package to avoid the fiscal cliff is an overhaul of corporate tax rates. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports from Washington.
The U.S. corporate tax rate tops out at 35%. It's higher than many other countries' rates, but there are enough loopholes that corporations don't pay the high rate. Arturo Breeze teaches business at the IMD Business School in Switzerland. He says it's easy for corporations to avoid high taxes in their home countries. They just establish subsidiaries in countries with lower rates, places like Ireland and Luxembourg.
Basically, the company will set up subsidiaries, usually in countries with very low tax rates, and the transactions will be taxed at the lowest tax rates.
The corporation can then set up factories run by its subsidiary and pay the low taxes in the subsidiary's home country. Breeze says it really doesn't matter what corporate tax rates are in the U.S. because U.S. companies can just shop around for a lower rate. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
A report out today from the Conservative American Enterprise Institute says government-backed mortgages from the Federal Housing Administration may be too easy to get. The loans are aimed at borrowers who might look like a foreclosure risk. The problem, according to the report, is that FHA foreclosures are feeding off of each other. Blake Farmer of station WPLN reports.
Former Fannie Mae executive Ed Pinto found FHA foreclosures tend to bunch up in certain urban zip codes. One spot in Chicago had a delinquency rate of 70%. Pinto says empty homes lead to crime, dragging down property values. He calls it the FHA effect.
You have so many borrowers in those zip codes that are being foreclosed, you get this cycle of foreclosure that goes on because of the concentration of high-risk borrowers that FHA is putting into these neighborhoods.
Lenders have started to loosen credit restrictions, which has helped the country inch out of the housing crisis. But Pinto says FHA mortgages need tighter rules. He suggests higher down payments or shorter terms so buyers don't take on more house than they can afford. Betty Teasley-Solmers is with the Tennessee Housing Development Agency. Like many homeownership advocates, she says the answer is home buyer education.
We think that's a powerful tool in preventing foreclosure, and we've actually had some research bear that out.
Solmer says the foreclosure rate for loans made through her agency is down to 1 or 2%, even with some buyers putting down no money at all. I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are up in global trading this morning, up 0.25% right now in London and Frankfurt, up 0.6% in Tokyo, 0.8% higher in Hong Kong. In Washington today, the Federal Reserve will wrap up its two-day meeting, and we may get some more details about the Fed's plans for monetary stimulus for next year. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 78 points to close at 13,248.
Show Marketplace how much you like us. Stay connected to our hosts, reporters, and top stories on Facebook. Find us at facebook.com/APM Marketplace.
Well, if you're like me, the holiday season is the time of year when you don't even want to look at your personal finances because money is going out the door right and left. You certainly don't want to go to a website that puts all your financial accounts in one place and makes charts and graphs out of your money. But of course, more and more Americans are joining sites that do just that. And Marketplace's senior producer of personal finance, Patty Hirsch, joins us now for today's Money Matters segment to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so Patty, what should you look for when you're trying to pick one of these sites, if this is something you're interested in doing to keep track of your personal finances?
If it's something you want to do, because it can be busy work. You know, you've got to be getting all your numbers and your data and putting them into these software platforms, and it can take forever. But if you're really committed to doing this, the one thing you should really be most careful about is security. All right, because you're going to be putting all of your personal data, your credit card data, all of that stuff is going to be going into this system, in some cases, which is going to be stored in the cloud, which can be pretty risky. risky.
Well, what are the companies that are doing this? I mean, who would you be giving that financial information to?
Well, you're giving it to these companies like Mint, you know, LearnVest, Yodlee, Buxter. It's a crazy list of companies. You know, I mean, despite the crazy names, they're actually really smart companies. And some of these software platforms are amazing. I mean, Mint.com is the one that sort of most people point the finger at and say this is the great one to go for. But the issue is, as I say, you know, you're giving these companies all of your information, because in order for them to work perfectly so that they can show how your spending patterns are and your saving patterns are and these beautiful colored charts and all the rest of it that you pull up on the internet, they're taking all of your credit card data, all of your banking data, and they're using that, they're pulling from that in order to get the data that they're then presenting to you.
What do they say on the internet? If you're getting something for free, you're not the customer, you are the product.
Exactly. And, you know, if you go to many of these companies, especially the non-subscription ones like Mint, which is free, or the basic part of which is free, you know, you'll find that you're just being bombarded with all sorts of offers for this and that because, yes,
right,
you know, they're using you as a platform to sell to.
Okay, well, so there are some pitfalls with these things, but what are the benefits? I mean, do they really help you get your finances under control?
Yes, they absolutely do. I mean, even the more bare bones ones, ones like Buxter is one that, you know, you don't have to put that much data into if you don't want to. You know, they can really help you with just your basic budgeting, your basic personal finance. They're actually extremely useful. But the issue is, as with anything else, you have to be religious about putting all those details in there, all of your spending, all of your income, so that they can show that balanced budget there on the screen. But they can be extremely useful to people who are trying to balance budgets and trying to get their personal spending habits under control.
Patty Hirsch, Senior Producer of Personal Finance at Marketplace. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And finally, there's a new edition of Monopoly on the market, and the BBC reports it is the first edition based on an African city, Lagos, Nigeria, one of the fastest growing cities in the world. The cheapest spot on the board, Mediterranean Avenue, is represented by Makoko, a Lagos slum. And the boardwalk spot is a wealthy enclave called Banana Island. One of the chance cards, by the way, fines players for attempting to bribe a law enforcement officer. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.